T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It turns out the FBI director didn't get his facts quite straight when he testified last week about the Hillary Clinton emails found on Anthony Weiner's personal computer. The problem? In the numbers. CBS News congressional correspondent Nancy Cordes joins us live from Capitol Hill. Nancy, how far off was Comey in terms of the numbers and how many actually contained classified information?
Well, he definitely left the impression with members of the Senate Judiciary Committee that Huma Abedin, who was the right-hand woman to Hillary Clinton, had forwarded masses of emails to her husband, some of them containing classified information, asking him to print those emails out. It was one of his key justifications for reopening this investigation and informing Congress about it 10 days before the general election. But what we're now learning from FBI sources and others close to the investigation is that actually Huma Abedin only sporadically sent emails to her husband, and that none of them contained information that was classified at the time. Instead, a review after the fact determined that there were some scattered pieces of information in those emails that needed to be retroactively classified. But the picture that is being painted now is quite different from the picture that the FBI director left when he testified the other day.
How do you suppose he got them wrong?
Well, that's a great question, because he certainly knew that he was going to be asked about this situation, and he went to great lengths to explain that he was very comfortable with the decision that he made based on the facts that he had at the time. So for him to get one of those key facts wrong is a little bit surprising. Now, there were thousands of Huma Abedin's emails on that laptop, but not because she sent them to her husband. It turns out that it's because her BlackBerry appears to have been inadvertently backing up on the laptop, and so unbeknownst to her, these emails were stored on the laptop, where they shouldn't have been, by the way. These are State Department emails that were essentially on an unsecured laptop, and that's kind of a no-no. But, that's very different from a State Department employee intentionally forwarding thousands of emails to someone without a security clearance and asking them to print them out.
Nancy, how does the error affect the argument from Republicans who want Abedin or Weiner charged in the case?
Well, there was a lot of surprise when the FBI director said that the other day. And in fact, Senator Ted Cruz said, "Are you saying that she sent thousands of classified emails to her husband? Shouldn't one or the both of them be prosecuted?" And the FBI director at the time walked it back a little bit. He said, "No, I didn't mean to leave that impression. We don't know that they were classified emails," but he didn't correct the notion that she had been forwarding thousands of emails to her husband. And when I spoke to Lindsey Graham, the Republican from South Carolina, who's also on the committee today, he said, "Well, it's a very different situation if you're talking about someone who sent a handful of emails versus thousands of emails." And so he'd really like to get the FBI director himself to clear that up. But we haven't heard directly from the FBI director or even from the FBI about this yet. It's possible that they're waiting to let the FBI director himself clear all of this up when he testifies again before Congress on Thursday.
Does this jeopardize Comey's job?
Hard to say. You know, this is not something I suspect that Democrats are going to be out there, making a lot of noise about. They don't relish the idea of continuing the conversation about Huma Abedin's emails. They don't really see that as a political winner for them. And as of right now, from talking to Democrats and Republicans on Capitol Hill, they're just a little confused more than anything. They'd like to understand what the real story is. I haven't seen a lot of anger yet, and this is still developing. But as of right now, not a lot of anger. Just people want him to clear up what it was he really meant.
We'll be tuned in Thursday to see what else he has to say. CBS News congressional correspondent Nancy Cordes, as always, we thank you for being with us.
You're welcome.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.